listener production.
Summer is over, sports fans, and we have officially entered the footy months. And that means the return of Triple M's usual AFL programming is even closer. JB, Billy, Brownie, BT, new additions, The Chief and Nick Riewoldt, all ready to rip in soon enough. But until then, why not start your days with the brand new podcast from Listener, The Scorecard with me, Liam Flanagan. It's your fast, fun hit of sport delivered to your ears via the Listener app every morning by 7 a.m. Here, try out today's episode. This is the scorecard for Monday, the 1st of March.
And then kicks to centre-half forward. Neat looking kick. Oh, yes. Cyril takes a special and goes bang. It's a beautiful thing.
After more than 1,000 games of AFL, including 20 grand finals, Bruce McAvaney has announced he is stepping down from his AFL commentary pedestal.
I felt like I'd got to a stage in my career that I had to reduce my workload.
McAvaney has been the voice of so many of the game's big moments that it's difficult to imagine the game without him.
Malcheski, two goals that he'll never forget, and they're home all right. They've done it. What a team. That culture, the Bloods. Good kick. Gives Pickett a chance. It's over. It's all over. The drought. The dam wall is busted. It's 62 long years.
Martin to put pressure. Still with Martin. Can he kick a fourth? Oh, he has.
But for those thinking they've heard the last of McAvaney on their screens, never fear.
Certainly not anything close to retirement. It's just a new phase where I cut back slightly and anything that I'm asked to do at Seven, I'm going to do with the same enthusiasm and the same commitment.
McAvaney will continue to front Seven's racing coverage as well as head up the network's broadcast of the Tokyo Olympics, hopefully there to immortalise our next Cathy Freeman moment.
This is a famous victory, a magnificent performance. What a legend. What a champion.
So however Bruce chooses to celebrate the end of his AFL calling, here's hoping it's special. A full weekend of trial games will have NRL fans waking up with different tunes in their heads this morning. After trouncing the Dragons by 32 points in the Charity Shield, South Sydney fans will be feeling... Roosters fans, meanwhile, enjoyed a 6-point win over the Raiders, but it's reports that the NRL is set to break their own rules and grant 17-year-old Joseph Suaalii permission to play before he turns 18. That'll have them cruising into work. Are you But Melbourne Storm fans might not be so upbeat.
I hurt myself today.
First choice hooker Harry Grant went down injured in the trial win over Newcastle.
It's feared the man who was destined to replace Cam Smith has suffered a grade 2 MCL sprain, which would put him on the sidelines for 3 to 6 weeks. Grant will have scans today, and he, his teammates, Coach Craig Bellamy, and every single Storm fan will be crossing their fingers the injury isn't worse for the rising star. Trailing 2-0 in the 5-game T20 series against New Zealand, Australia have been praying for a miracle heading into the third game on Wednesday this week.
The New Zealand city of Auckland has entered a week-long lockdown after a new coronavirus case was discovered.
Yes, Auckland has moved to level 3 lockdown while the rest of the country has moved to level 2. So what? Well, while Australia must play back-to-back games in Wellington this week, no fans will be permitted into the games, giving the Aussies a neutral environment to try and claw their way back into the series.
How's the serenity?
Meanwhile, despite his lean run of form, Aussie T20 captain Aaron Finch has been given one hell of a pat on the back from national selector George Bailey, who declared speculation about Finch's future as captain nothing but... Speaking of the Herald Sun, Bailey said of Finch, he's the captain of this side and he'll be the captain of this side at the World Cup. Said World Cup isn't scheduled to be played until October later this year in India, meaning Finch has plenty of time to find his best form. Although if he did find it before Wednesday's third and possibly serious deciding match against New Zealand, that'd be great as well.
2021 Remco Supercars Championship ignites at Bathurst.
Petrolheads rejoice. The V8s are underway for 2021 as the hallowed track that is Mount Panorama in Bathurst hosted the opening race weekend. With the champion of the last 2 years, New Zealand Scott McLaughlin, now racing in the US, the question heading into the weekend was who would stake their claim to his supercar's throne.
I will be king.
And while the Bathurst track delivered its usual dose of carnage...
Oh, monster shunt for Slade. So Slade has whacked the wall big time at the top of the mountain.
McLaughlin's countryman Shane Van Gisbergen got his 2021 season off to the best possible start.
Shane Van Gisbergen, he rolls into the Pertec victory lane and he has got big credit in the bank.
2 times 150 points, 300 points, perfect score for him on the weekend.
Van Gisbergen did the double, winning Saturday and Sunday's race, setting him up beautifully to keep the Drivers' Championship in the land of the long white cloud. Geez, they can off-drive better than us at the moment. They can just plain drive better than us too. The Kiwis are kicking our asses, Australia. Stand up! Here at The Scorecard, we love a good sporting rivalry. Holden v Ford, Queensland v New South Wales, Stephen Bradbury v people who can't stand up on ice skates.
He bumps! Stephen Bradbury of Australia across the line!
But we might have just found a new favourite, and it's got everything. It's soccer v basketball, Sweden v America. It's LeBron v Zlatan.
He's a phenomenal in what he's doing, but I don't like when people, when they have some kind of status and they go in and they do politics at the same time what they're doing. I mean, do what you're good at. Do the category you do. I play football because I'm the best in playing football. I don't do politics. If I would be a politician, I would do politics. That is the first mistake people do when they become famous and they come in a certain status. Stay out of it. Just do what you're best at, because it doesn't look good.
AC Milan striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic criticising the actions of LeBron James for weighing in on political issues, something LeBron has famously dealt with before when he was once told to
shut up and dribble.
And as he did then, LeBron responded to Zlatan at the first opportunity.
You know, I would never shut up about things that's wrong. I preach about my people, and I preach about equality, social injustice, racism. But there's no way I will ever just stick to sports, because I understand how this platform and how powerful my voice is.
But more than just explaining his own reasons for speaking out, LeBron reminded the world of a time where Zlatan was more than happy to speak about more than just football.
It's funny he say that, because I believe in like 2018, he was the same guy who said when he was back in Sweden, talking about the same things, because his last name wasn't a certain last name, that he felt like it was some racism going on when he was out on the pitch. I speak from a very educated mind. I'm kind of the wrong guy to actually go at, because I do my homework.
I don't know if Zlatan's ever been dunked on before, but he has now. And that is The Scorecard, a fast, fun hit of sport to get you rolling into your day. If you liked it, subscribe, and it'll be there again for you tomorrow morning. Or grab the Listener app and favourite The Scorecard so it drops into your feed every morning. And don't worry, the closer we get to the men's AFL season, the more footy news you'll hear. I'm Liam Flanagan. We'll see you tomorrow on The Scorecard.
Listener.